It is interesting that it used to be, when we read this particular pericope of the gospel, the 5 talents, the 2 talents, the 1 talent, it continued. And of course, if you look at that passage in the scripture, you will see that it continues. And it's not a very positive image, but of course it is justice, the justice of God. Because the one with the 1 talent comes back and says, I was afraid, and another one, another version of it actually says, I was afraid because you sow where you did not reap, and you make where you didn't do it, and so forth and so on. In other words, he was an exacting Lord who expected more from his servants. And of course, that is God and we. He expects more. Many people don't even give the 1 talent. They waste the 1 talent, and then have nothing to give. And then, for them, there's only 1 place to go. But that part of the gospel is left out a lot of the times, because our Lord punishes the lazy subject, the lazy servant, who did nothing with all the gifts that God had given him. And of course, you say, well, he only got 1. Well, 1 is a lot, because talents were worth thousands of today's dollars, maybe more. So the thing is, when God giveth to us, he expects more from us in return. And the saint whom we celebrate principally on this day did do that which the one with the 5 talents did. He came back with 10 talents, twice as much. It is St. Lawrence Justinian. St. Lawrence was born at the end of the 14th century, actually in 1381, in Venice, of the very famous Justinian family, Giustiniani. And when he was just a little boy, his father died. His mother stayed to raise the rest of the children. There were many children. And when it was around time for things to be set up, insofar as society is concerned, his mother had arranged for a marriage for him. And he said no, and then he went and joined his uncle in his monastery of San Giorgio, which is across the lagoon from St. Mark's Basilica. And there he became one of the canons of San Giorgio. And so later on, eventually, he also became the abbot, the superior of the monastery, of the canons. And it was around that time, towards the second or third decade of the 15th century, that the Pope made a lot of changes as far as territories was concerned. Because just like today, there are some dioceses where there are so many people, then there are others that are almost dead, and so the Pope has to move things around. Well, he did the same thing here. Of course, this was in Venice, in case I didn't say it, or in case you didn't look it up. So there were 2 dioceses, one of which he had been made bishop of, a very small diocese, very insignificant. And so the Pope united that one and another on the other side to Venice and made the very grand archdiocese of Venice, and he was made the first archbishop, in fact, the first patriarch of Venice. And so, in the meantime, he continued to live a humble life, to be very, very solicitous for the poor and for those who have any kind of need. And so today we celebrate the first patriarch of Venice, St. Lawrence Justinian, a very wonderful bishop. And in the Missal it says, he was the pride and the ornament of the episcopacy. He was, at his time, in his life, the holiest, best bishop that there was. And so the Lord indeed gave him 5 talents, and he returned 10, maybe even 20. And so our Lord glorified him. He was He died in 1455, not long after having been made patriarch, which was in 1451, and a few decades later he was canonized by the Supreme Pontiff of the Church. So today we pray in a very special way for Venice and for her patriarch, who should have been made a cardinal 10 years ago, but he has not because he is traditional. And that tells you everything. So we pray for His Excellency, His Eminence, the Patriarch of Venice. We pray for Venice, and we pray for the sanctification of Holy Mother, the Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.